News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. When you hear a little Phil Collins in the air tonight, I start immediately thinking of my HVAC system and Gulf Coast Air Care. It happens now when I'm in the car and I hear that song, I think of you, Todd.
Oh, there you go.
Todd St. Norris is here. He is the owner of a fabulous business that has been around for quite some time, Gulf Coast Air Care.
31 years.
Congratulations.
It's our 31st Christmas.
That's incredible, really. It's something to be proud of.
It is. It's an accomplishment. I'm happy.
Well, I think I've known you about almost that, well, about 20 plus of that
years.
And it comes from having a good reputation. It comes from having integrity. It comes from showing up for people and being in there.
Having friends at the chamber.
That always helps. We plug those chambers of commerce for it, because we were at Gulf Breeze together back in the day. And Pensacola Beach. And so you just have to get involved in the community, which you do. You give back so much. And so I think that's why you've been around for 31 years.
Yeah, you know, we've been based in Gulf Breeze the whole time. I'm a licensed contractor in Florida and in Alabama, and we work in the first three counties predominantly. We have just finished a huge project for the Air Force.
Wow.
Down at Eglin. We were down there probably a couple months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Building put back together, so...
So you do commercial as well
as
residential.
Yeah, we do commercial and institutional.
You were saying you've been really
busy. We've done schools, churches, medical facilities, light commercial, like strip malls and stuff like that, and then the residentials. And, duct cleaning is something that we've always done, and then we've added things to our menu, so to speak, since the elves just left. And I'm playing the Santa role now.
Y'all,
so.
If I wish so badly, you could see Todd, because he's a handsome man and he has this big, your beard, I swear it's bigger than last time. He's got this big, fluffy white beard.
I haven't trimmed it yet.
He has not trimmed it. And I said to him, you have to go out and get a red hat, because I promise you everybody will believe that he's in the house this morning, because the elves were just here.
So this might be the time for, it comes... It's weather dependent. It comes every December, and we have our little Christmas air care jingle.
That's right. I think
I'm
going to
sing for you. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. Gulf Coast Air Care can make indoors delightful. And if your heater stinks when it blows, let us know. Let us know.
I love it.
Yeah.
I need some jingle bell background music.
There we go. We need some jingle bells.
Yeah.
So I was on the bridge coming in, listening to the elves, and I was inspired for a second verse.
Here we go.
If your ducts there needed cleaning, our phone you should be ringing. And if your heater stinks when it blows, Let us know.
You're killing me. Yay!
It happens to be a cool morning out.
Absolutely.
I have a beanie on. I should have worn my Santa hat today.
Look,
but it's a little early. You know, it's only the 3rd
of
December.
No. Once that calendar flips, it's in.
It's
We're
time,
in.
Huh?
Yep.
All right.
We are.
Okay.
I love
so
it.
So you put up your Christmas lights right after Halloween?
The wreath
right
goes
after
up
Labor
first.
Day? Or
No. Right after Thanksgiving, this weekend, and then the wreath goes up first, and then everything else starts to be added progressively.
We have a Christmas tree.
I used to do it all at once, but now I'm kind of more progressive.
Yeah, that's it. So anyways. The phone number from the jingle is 850-934-2768. And if you want to text in a question this morning, 850-437-1620, we'll be happy to answer your, are you on the naughty or the nice list based on what you've done to your air conditioner this year?
There you go.
And
it just occurred to me, your name is Todd St. Orrs, so we could say Todd St. Nicholas Orrs.
Well, something like that.
Yep,
you're
Saint
working
Nick.
Hard on this.
I'm
figuring
telling
this
you.
Out,
I am. I'm telling you. But you were just telling me that you just got some interesting news from some national folks.
The National Air Duct Cleaners Association, we've been working on this for a long time. The EPA kind of had a statement out there that was a little ambiguous about duct cleaning. And it's been out there for many, many years. And, people who need duct cleaning, they realize it because they have building-related illnesses, allergies, sniffle, or you see black, stuff growing around the ceiling, mold, that sort of thing.
And sometimes you don't see the mold.
Right. And so the EPA was noncommittal on the process that's specified by the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, which we're talking NADCA, which is the National Air Duct Cleaners Association. They're an international organization. I've been a member for years. I've been on a certification committee, been involved with the organization. And so we did the science at the National Air Duct Cleaners Association. We funded it. We've had member companies being involved for years and years and years. And finally, we brought up enough science that the EPA is now saying that source removal process, or source removal vacuuming, as we call our duct cleaning process, is beneficial. They endorse it wholeheartedly. You know, they've changed their policy and their statements online and all that. And, it, you know, it's kind of a big deal. We knew that we were always doing the right process, the good work. And, you know, the National Air Duct Cleaners Association has their process and their existence and their support of everybody in the indoor air quality and the mechanical hygiene business has been steadfast for years and years. And we, you know, we're just trying to get everybody else on board. So, you know, there's issues that, you know, people talk about, like carbon monoxide and mold issues and all that. And the resolution for all that is source removal vacuuming or source removal cleaning. And now we have the endorsement of the EPA.
Wow.
That goes along with the information that the National Air Duct Cleaners Association has put forth forever. So,
well, this is a very, this is a great testament to what you've been doing, because you've been doing this for years.
Well, you know, and it's always that, you know, that alphabet soup that you, when you're in an industry, you know, all these people have all these alphabets and all this. And when you're in the industry, you understand all this.
Right.
But the outreach is a really important part. And that's part of what, why I work this platform, because this is an educational platform for me.
Mm-hmm.
I get to sing once or twice a year. So, you know, but it's important for us to help people understand what's going on with their gaps, cracks, and holes is one of the things our business is about. And then, your health, your comfort, and your energy efficiency in the indoor environment. And that's a really important part. And you need a big support mechanism for that. And the National Air Duct Cleaners Association is like that. And the National Air Duct Cleaners Association is something that, you know, they have an annual meeting. They have high standards, a code of conduct that myself and all my certified guys have signed and we adhere to. And I think that's truly important, because, you know, when you talk about duct cleaning, it's not a $99 deal.
No. You know,
you can't get a 2-carat diamond ring for 10 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. It's not real. And, you know, so we have a whole fraud department in the National Air Duct Cleaners Association.
Oh, really?
Where we chase these people down who, you know, they provide these blow-and-go services, or it's bait and switch, or, you know, it just seems too good to be true. To somebody's going to come out and do a process at your house for half a day, and it's $99 or $109 bucks,
beware.
$299. Yeah, buyer beware.
Yeah.
And you know, Better Business Bureau. I've been a member of the Better Business Bureau forever, and they have a statement on their website as well that talks about, you know, how much is duct cleaning, what's the process, what's the expectation, and that's what we focus on when we go to talk to people. And do inspections and give estimates is, you know, we want to set the expectation on, you know, this is what's going on with your HVAC and duct system.
Wow.
And oftentimes it's good news, and occasionally it's not good news. Like, this system is not cleanable. It needs to be changed out.
Wow. Okay. Well, I have a question, because now that we're getting into the winter months, of course, and today definitely is a chilly day. So you're turning on that heater. If you've been resisting up until now, you're at that point where you got to give in. So when you suddenly have those smells, or everybody in the house starts coughing, or you just, those subtle signs, what are the signs? What are the things that you really need to get someone out to take a look?
That heater one is a big one, because the first time you kick on that heater, if you haven't pre-run your heater before when you didn't need it. So the heat, the electric heat strip that's in most air conditioning systems is like a element in a toaster.
Okay.
And it heats up, and the air flows across it, and it runs hot air into the duct system, and then it brings up the temperature of the house. That's the electric heat.
Gotcha.
And so if you have a central air conditioner unit and it's not a heat pump, that's the only heat source you have in an electric system.
Mm-hmm.
With a heat pump, the outside unit will gather heat from outdoors, heat up the refrigerant, and pump it through. So you get some heating through the coil, through the refrigerant, because it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
In the summertime, we're dumping that heat outside.
The other direction. Gotcha. Okay.
And in the wintertime, that heat pump pumps it into the refrigerant. And, you know, it's counterintuitive, but refrigerant does heat up.
Mm-hmm.
And we run that through the hot coil, and it heats the air up. It's different than a gas furnace because that burner lights up and that heat exchanger, you know, it's like a... a gas-fired
It's almost
exchange.
Like a big fireplace. Yeah,
yeah, it is. And, you know, obviously, I've had people in the past say, oh, I'm scared of gas. You know, it's like, well, it's so far advanced these days, there's
right.
no reason to be scared of gas. But if you have any gas appliances, if you park in an attached garage, you want a good carbon monoxide monitor.
Yes.
Not an alarm. There's a difference between a low-level monitor and an alarm.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What is that?
The alarm will go off after 4 hours at 70 parts per million. Mm-hmm. By then, you need to be out of the house.
Oh, wow.
A low-level monitor, which low-level carbon monoxide exposure is kind of like having the flu or mm-hmm. just kind of got it's not diagnosed correctly typically. And by the time
but everybody
you
just
out,
feels tired or they
yeah,
think it's just
yeah,
something
you have
off.
That malaise and mm-hmm. kind of, you know, you just don't feel good, headaches. It affects people in different ways. But by the time you go in and get checked, your blood has
absorbed.
It's let off all that
carboxy
hemoglobin. Excuse mm-hmm, me. Wow, mm-hmm. that's a mouthful.
I was going to say.
Anyways,
yeah.
It's let that off, and you don't really know that. So the doctors and medical professionals are looking at it like, well, you know, you might have the flu, you might have some. It could be low level carbon monoxide exposure,
wow.
And so you don't have that unless you have a monitor. It'll start beeping and say, hey, at 25 parts per million, we know where your headache's coming from. It's low-level carbon monoxide exposure.
Wow. And, of course, it's odorless.
Right. And colorless and tasteless. So you don't know what's going on unless you have, there's not as many gas furnaces. I would say there's a lot more heat pumps around here that they heat differently as well.
Right.
So a heat pump slowly brings the warm air into the room and brings the temperature up a little bit at a time. A gas furnace, you can stand under that and feel that hot air coming out of the vent. Here I am doing with my hands.
I know. I see you demonstrating. Happens all the time.
What's the Italian version of
yeah,
Santa
just
Claus,
imagine someone,
whatever.
Santa Claus with his espresso.
Yeah, St. Luigi over here. So anyways, but you can stand under that vent and feel that gas furnace air coming out because it's mm-hmm. a different temperature. But so you need to have the carbon monoxide alarms
are
or
they
monitors.
Expensive, the monitors?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, they're a little bit pricey, maybe a couple $100 for a good monitor, but you can't keep that thing. If you have one that's over 10 years old, get rid of it. Get a new one.
Oh.
Because they weaken over time. Some of them have a gel. That's what they sense, the carbon monoxide.
Okay.
And so after 10 years, and some of the manufacturers on the good ones, like we sell, the CO experts, 5 years, and then you want to change that thing out. But, you know, the only thing in the indoor environment that can kill you is carbon monoxide. I've been doing this for 31 years. I
wow.
say this all the time. People are affected by mold. They're affected mm-hmm. by comfort. They're affected by humidity. But the only thing that can be lethal is carbon monoxide exposure.
Well, a listener just texted in, metabolize.
Yes, there we go. That's the word I was looking for, metabolize.
Yes.
We have a nurse listening in today, maybe, or somebody who's smarter
Michael
than me.
Michael sent that. Thank you, Michael.
There we go. Yeah, thank you, Michael. So,
metabolize. So you're saying that our bodies metabolize.
Yeah, so if you have a low-level carbon monoxide exposure and then you go to get it checked, you've metabolized all that CO out of your system, and then they can't figure out what's wrong with you. Then all of a sudden you're like, oh, are you
then you go home, you know? And you feel bad again.
Right. Or you feel bad at home or bad at the exposure place and then good somewhere else.
Correct.
And I see that on occasion. It's like, man, I feel great at work. I get home and I'm just like, we went on vacation 3 or 4 days. We were gone for Thanksgiving. We mm-hmm. come back like, we don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that's built up in your system and needs to be cleaned. And when you turn the heater on, all that stuff that's built up on that little spring or that heater element, it burns off. And it stinks, and it can cause people with sensitivities. It can cause all kinds of reactions and different things, sneezing, coughing. I got into something the other day, and I had these American Tourister bags under my eyes because
oh, no.
I was exposed to I don't know what. And, you know, probably me not wearing a respirator looking at something. So
But, okay, this, Michael just sent a follow-up text.
Oh, yes.
The one that helped us out with the word metabolize. Uh-huh. He says, so you mean it wasn't my mother-in-law all these years? It was carbon monoxide?
Well, there are different kinds of irritants. I don't know what you do to monitor the
mother-in-law
monitor.
Monitors?
I had a joyful, wonderful mother-in-law. She's not with us anymore, but she's so wonderful. And so I didn't need a monitor, but Michael, I don't know what you're going to do there, bro. So,
yeah.
On your own.
You're on your own on that one. So what should people do then? If they're hearing this and they're thinking, oh, maybe I should get it checked out. How do they reach you? How do they call you? And what are the steps that you would take?
Call us at the office. We're in Gulf Breeze, 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. How original.
Uh-huh.
Believe it.
It's good.
And then, so we want to get some information from you. We want to pick a time to come out and do an inspection. We don't like to put anything in our schedule that we haven't looked at because we get surprises all the time. If you haven't been in your attic, and we're going to have to go in your attic, we're going to get up there and look like, oh, yeah, look what we found. You know, I just saw a raccoon go across the screen on the TV there.
Well, you heard about the raccoon, right? There was a raccoon at a restaurant or a bar, I guess.
Oh, I got you.
Or a liquor store, I'm sorry. It was in the roof, fell through the roof, and decided to drink all the liquor, broke all the bottles,
and then
started drinking the liquor. They found the raccoon passed out in the bathroom.
We haven't had any raccoons that aggressive, but we get a lot of rats and squirrels that make themselves in your attic. So, you know, if you're going to call us for an estimate or an inspection or just to try and figure out what's going on, you should plan on that. You know, we want to get access to be able to get in there and kind of take a peek and create like we were talking about on the top of the show. Mm-hmm. Expectations are really important. Like, you know, this is a cleanable system. We're going to clean this up. It'll be a lot better. You know, there's some microbial treatments that we do. There are some coatings that we use to resurface or remediate the duct surfaces in occasion. And so the December newsletter talks about it's the end of the year. Did anybody look at your air conditioning system this year?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it ran all year and, you know, you didn't have any trouble. You were thinking about it in the back of your mind. And maybe, let's see, who could relate to this, what I'm saying?
Not me.
Yeah, that's like, who do you know?
Who do you know?
That's what I always ask. Who do you know that hasn't looked at their air conditioning system this year?
Mm-hmm.
And the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and some of the other construction agencies, they all say once a year at a minimum, you need to have somebody looking at your system. There's a chart on there that tells you, you know, what we expect, that what the expectations are for commercial, for residential, for institutional, for you know, school, medical facilities.
Oh yeah, it's all broken down here.
It's all broken down.
If I wanted to get a copy of your newsletter, how do I sign up for that?
So call us at the office. We're currently doing an electronic version of that newsletter. I'm hoping after the first year, our printer they were going through some changes, and so we hope to have this new printer online where we're going to start sending this out again, but electronically, we'll send you that newsletter. It's a short little read, 2 or 3 pages. It's good for a bathroom session, you know.
It's good.
So, anyway,
oh,
so.
Well, that I didn't need to know, but okay.
Yeah, yeah. TMI, I guess.
Well, so it talks in here a lot about getting that inspection for your HVAC system, the annual inspection, and, of course, as you're putting the heat on now, some things to look out for.
Right, right.
And then,
inspiring little a phrase and then something to think about seasonally for that. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I also like you have down here to do the dryer vent cleaning.
Right.
That's also recommended annually. And that's a lot of I got to go check mine because I don't think I do that.
Just open the flaps up and look and see if there's a bunch of lint in there. Because if it's at one end, it's all the way back through to the other end.
Well, that makes sense.
You can tell, you know, does a load of towels dry quickly or does it take a little bit of time? We do a lot of that.
And on the list here for annual inspections, too, you have home performance and leakage test. What do you mean by that?
So if you have rooms that are hot or cold, you know, they don't heat up well, we can do a duct leakage test. Typically, we start with an inspection, we'll measure airflow, and then we can do a whole full-blown blower door test on your house and see about the duct system, the HVAC performance, the building envelope. So okay. There's a lot of information.
We have a listener comment here. And if you want to ask Todd a question, 850-437-1620. This is a good one, Todd.
Okay.
My home smells old, and I recently took apart the blower and looked into the air handler and cleaned the blower and dead mice at the bottom of the trunk. I also have leaking fiber ducting. What do you recommend?
Yeah, there's a portion of that system that needs to be remediated, probably something that needs to be changed. So if you've got fiberglass blowing out or showing up in the registers, it's caught up in the louvers or whatever, mm-hmm. and you've got mice and you've got rodents, they probably came in the summertime seeking moisture. They chew into that duct. It starts sweating, and they have a moisture source. And then you have loose fiberglass that'll get picked up. And if it's blowing through the inner part of the duct system, that's a portion of duct replacement, which is something that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's winter work for us, definitely. So call us at the office, 850-934-2768. We'd be happy to help you with that one. And that's what we're looking for when we go out. And you get somebody with a trained eye who's experienced, who's a certified air systems cleaning specialist by NADCA. And they'll look over the system and show you. We take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of before and after pictures and all that kind of stuff. So
how much does it cost to have you all come out and do an inspection?
Oh, the inspections are free. We do free estimates.
Oh, okay.
We've toyed with the idea of trying to charge for an inspection and then credit it back. But we just want people that have issues to mm-hmm. call us, and then we can have a dialogue and a conversation about what's going on with the HVAC. You know, people ask me all the time, well, what about this thermostat? How old is an air conditioner before it needs to be changed out?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what about the duct system? I haven't been in the attic, and it's way in the back, this room on the far end of the house.
Right.
You know, the return, the filtration. There's so many, a myriad of things that can affect good indoor air quality.
So you do a complete inspection.
We do. We do all of it, so.
Well, you also do, we've talked a lot about residential, but you're very busy with commercial as well.
We had a building for the Air Force that caught on fire. It was their workout fitness center and gymnasium.
Oh gosh!
And it sat for quite a few months, and then we just got done remediating it. So, and it's it was a challenge.
It was a challenge. I bet. So, yeah. So that's
anyways.
To know.
Yeah, we have a contract with the Air Force at Hurlburt Field,
mm-hmm.
and then you know we're working for Pensacola Christian College. We have been for their great customers, 25 years.
We've been wow.
a big project with them that we're trying to wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so if you're on our list and you're waiting for a residential slot, we're getting there. Just please be patient. It's been a challenge this fall with all the stuff that we've had going on. So.
Well, I would imagine now with summer behind us for right now, it would be a good time to get some of these annual inspections
done.
If
you had a giant power bill in June, July, or August, and you know about it, now's the time to call us so that we can get a handle on. And maybe you need to budget for that, but you need to get an inspection done and get some kind of action done when it's not 100 degrees in the attic, because
right.
that's going to cost you a heat surcharge. So.
Here's a question from a listener. Do you offer financing available for new systems and or repairs?
We do, yeah.
We
have a finance program. They're fairly competitive. You know, they're not the greatest thing. I mean, you can use a credit card that's got a lower interest rate,
mm-hmm.
but we have a competitive interest or a finance program that works. We'd be happy to share that with you and talk to you. So call us at 850-934-2768, GulfCoastAirCare.com. And if you don't have a good air filter, you are one.
Okay. With Todd St. Nick Orrs. I want to hear that song as we go out here. What's that song again?
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. Gulf Coast Air Care can make indoors delightful.
There you go.
And if the heater stinks when it blows, let us know, let us know, let us know.
This is Pep Talk. We will be back.